Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We're talking about entering adulthood on Mormon Channel this month, and it seems like now, more than ever, adults are on this constant search for happiness. And we see best-selling books and news articles and blog posts on the secret of happiness and how to get there quickly. Happiness kind of seems to be this elusive thing that everyone wants, but a lot of us may have trouble finding on our own. Well, world-renowned Austrian psychiatrist, author, and Holocaust survivor, and I would also add very wise man, Viktor Frankl, suggested that, quote, it is a characteristic of the American culture that again and again one is commanded and ordered to be happy. But happiness cannot be pursued, it must ensue. One must have a reason to be happy. Well, Frankl goes on to suggest that true lasting happiness comes from finding your purpose and your meaning in life. We've probably heard that a lot. I know that Oprah preached something really similar. Well, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, we know that happiness is often fleeting, a pleasant feeling, but the true lasting life satisfaction is described as joy, not happiness, but joy. It transcends situations and good feelings. And as we read in 2 Nephi 27, men are that they might have joy. The discovery of this joy becomes much more vital when we understand that part of the whole purpose of our existence is to find and experience it. But how? How do we do that? How do we find joy? In a recent study conducted by the Journal of Positive Psychology, 400 Americans were surveyed and found that they felt their lives were most meaningful when they were engaged in giving to and serving those around them. Now, this goes right along with what President Monson says about service and joy. He said, "No one has learned the meaning of living until he has surrendered his ego to the service of his fellow man. Service to others is akin to duty, the fulfillment of which brings true joy." I love that. So service is something that my father has really pushed a lot in my childhood and my upbringing. And I've talked about on the show before what a great example of service he is to me. But he just gives tirelessly and has my whole life. And I still run into people occasionally and hear from people on Facebook randomly who just say, "Oh, your dad helped me out of this situation and he did this for me." And it continues to just be a really great example to me. So President Monson suggests 5 ways that can help us discover and experience joy in this life. 1, reach outward. Be willing to look outside your comfort zone of friends and family to see where you can help. So outside your bubble, so to speak. 2, lose yourself in service. Learn about, draw hope from, and follow the example of the Savior's service to others. 3, be a sincere friend. Listen. Come to understand, help, and care about those around you. 4, communicate heart to heart. Service and loving communication is more than an intention, it is an action. And 5, trust in the Lord. The Lord can help you figure out exactly how to help those around you because he has promised us in the Doctrine and Covenants 64:33, be not weary in well-doing, out of small things proceedeth that which is great. Well, if you're interested in finding more ways to serve those around you, check out our video series, Give Back, as well as the radio series, Here to Help, here on Mormon Channel. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.